Hello and welcome to our narrative on industry engagement and authentic assessment, their contribution to life-wide learning for postgraduate taught students of professionally orientated disciplines. The purpose of this pilot study was to explore how engaging industry in live brief projects and authentic assessment contributes to life-wide learning. In particular, the work examines areas of intersection between employers, students and professional statutory and regulatory bodies, PSRBs, regarding the attributes and behaviours commonly referred to as employability skills and the role of live brief projects in developing these skills. The pilot study revealed commonality in perception, ranks the importance of the various skills or attribute, and recommends further extension of the research to capture additional data. Hence, this study will help understand the development of practice in this area.
The context for this pilot study is the mutual interest of learner attainment of specific skills, competences, and more recently, graduate attributes by government, higher education institutes, and students in preparing them for the world of work. Furthermore, this emphasis is brought into sharper focus with the Office for Students' metrics on student outcomes and employability. The pilot study introduces an additional key stakeholder of PSRBs and the importance of the integration of skills termed as professional behaviours in curriculum development.
It is established, for example, Biggs and Tang 2011, that it is what the learner does that makes them learn. It follows, therefore, that the inclusion of structured opportunities for work-based learning, such as live brief projects, as advocated by the Quality Assurance Agency 2018, is fundamental to the development of identity as aspiring professionals and to improve opportunity for securing graduate employment. A caveat to such learning is stated by Reed, 2016, that to learn from such opportunities, students must first understand an employability need. Furthermore, Suchi and Kanovi, in 2020, assert that students must also take ownership of the development need.
This study is centred around a Level 7 professional practice module delivered to cohorts of around 70 postgraduate students. The module starts with a series of workshops on performing in teams and interacting with clients. Administration of the Belbin Teams Roles Self-Perception Inventory assists students in understanding themselves and developing awareness of an employability need. Students then work as part of a team on a live brief project relevant to their degree discipline. Authentic assessment is achieved through a portfolio and comprises a team project report, a team poster, and an individual reflective commentary of the project experience.
Adopting a mixed methodological approach, the methods used were complementary, seeking triangulation from employer and student perspectives. PSRB stakeholder engagement was secured in the overall research design through the analysis of core curriculum statements for two accrediting PSRBs, the Institution of Occupational Safety and Health and the Institute of Environmental Assessment and Management. This analysis formed the survey questionnaire issued to a small sample of employers involved in the co-design and support of live briefs.
Table 1 reports on the student narrative reflective review of the professional practice module. Key themes that emerged were the path to professional, self-realisation, action planning and self-actualisation. Transferable skills, building confidence through problem solving and becoming a reflective practitioner. On self-actualisation, for example, one of the students noted when discussing their problems that I discovered the issues became opportunities when I discovered some strengths in myself. Figure 1 reports on the pilot study total score of graduate attributes by relevance and the extent to which live brief projects enable the development of such attributes. Figure 1A and B show the intersectionality of 4 attributes ranked in the top 5: effective communication, professional integrity and conduct, planning and managing workload, and working with stakeholders. This reveals some incongruity with other employability literature, such as CINEEQ 2016. It is also interesting to see that the ranking reveals a prioritisation by employers, suggesting these to be attributes both sought after by employers and seen to be developed in the live brief project.
These initial findings of the pilot study demonstrate that a live brief space of learning can contribute to the domain of informal learning and personal development, whilst involved in formal study, a key principle of life-wide learning. Further exploration is required, implementing the survey within a larger sample population of employers. Greater insights may be obtained regarding further intersectionality, which will inform learning, teaching and assessment strategies in live brief projects, particularly around creating awareness and ownership of an employability process need by the learner for development to occur.